This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Our chosen point of entry to the global economy story of the day today, the spread of and the uncertainty about the coronavirus, comes to us from the commodities markets, oil specifically. The global benchmark, Brent North Sea, it's called, fell another 2.5% today, down 22% just since the beginning of the year. The supply-demand equation on that one goes like this. China is the world's biggest oil importer, and as the bad virus news continued over the weekend, people began to realize that Chinese demand could be cratering, which, since oil is a global commodity, means not great things globally. Perhaps even more telling, though, was this. There is buzz today about OPEC and Russia calling an emergency meeting to talk over a huge cut in oil supply to prevent a free fall in prices. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
Oil traders already knew that driving and air travel in China had fallen off. They knew that oil shipments to China were being resold elsewhere. Then came a head-spinning Bloomberg News report on China's falling demand situation, says Ellen Wald at Transversal Consulting.
One of the things that hit the market this morning was this report that Chinese demand may be down as much as 3 million barrels of oil per day.
If true, that would be a huge and sudden drop-off for China, enough to tumble prices. At that point, word came that OPEC and Russia were considering an emergency meeting next week to cut supply by up to 1 million barrels per day and bring supply closer to demand.
Normally, you'd hear news of a million barrel per day cut and oil prices would go up.
Didn't happen. Nervous traders are selling oil contracts first and asking questions later, says research director Michael Herberg at the National Bureau of Asian Research. He says official data on China won't come out for a month, maybe three.
Chinese oil demand statistics are a little fuzzy, much more opaque than, say, the U.S. market or the European. Now, where this virus is evolving so quickly, we're all in a lot of ways in the dark.
When the numbers do come, markets may calm down a bit. But there's still a big unknown, says Roger Dewan at IHS Market, and that's how long the Chinese slowdown will last.
And I think it's that part which is right now fraying the most nerves in the market. We don't know if it's another week or another 4 weeks or another 6 weeks.
Which leaves a lot of time for potential panic. Some banks suggest a barrel of crude oil could fall to around $40, and that translates into U.S. gas prices going from an average $2.50 a gallon to $2 flat. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.